This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Here we are. We are live. It is Friday. The weekend's here again. Woo! Yes. And I'm very excited. It is World Cup time. Yeah. Yesterday I watched the Russia and Saudi Arabia game. Yes. I didn't watch Robbie Williams singing at the opening ceremony.
Did
I miss anything, Ben?
Yeah. I was quite impressed that him and Ronaldo lost weight for this big day, because they both became just chubbos, especially
as in Ronaldo,
Ronaldo
the Brazilian,
yeah, as in
Ronaldo.
The real Ronaldo.
They wheeled him out, did they?
Yeah, but they both lost a bit of weight. They both got into suits. Tom Eaton said it best. You know, like, who still books Robbie Williams in this day and age? You know, it's like
oligarchs.
Russia's going to be so thrilled when they work out that the Harry Potter books will be made into movies after this. Because this feels so far behind the times. But he was Robbie Williams.
When was Robbie Williams at his height? It was probably the early
2000s. But he went out and he performed his hits from that time, which some of them still have lasted the test of time.
Yes, apparently the Russians all still love those songs.
But you're looking at a 15-20 minute set. Rock.
DJ, but you're keeping me up all night. When it going to stop?
Ooh.
DJ.
Yep, and that's exactly how it went down.
Keeping me up all night.
Svetlana, why you not dance?
She dances here.
She dances in South Africa. Johannesburg, yeah. South Africa, the Grand.
That leopard print red suit, Robbie Williams.
Sweet Jesus. Even his clothes are still 90.
Oh, you. Choose a struggle, either a red suit or leopard print.
I thought he'd stopped with performing altogether. They must have given him a big paycheck for this,
right? I thought he came out and said he'll never, ever perform rock DJ ever again in particular.
Right.
Oh, did he really say that about that song?
He hated that song because it became, like, if you had to ask Counting Crows to play Mr. Jones, they will stab you in the throat. They hate that song so much because it became who they are, or they were. So much so, it consumed them as human beings. And Robbie had the same problem because Rock DJ was this catchy sing-along drunken tune.
Sure, of course. And he hates it, apparently. So they must have paid him big money for this to happen, right? I mean, they must have been really, like, shelled out the big oil bucks.
Keep your children pay to see a safe for you. And I deposit condoms very carefully for you.
There's Robbie at his best.
There's a woman in here that can fit me up her fanny. Cause I've searched the whole of Cheshire in every nook and cranny. I'm a hopper for the masses, I give cunnilingus too.
That's right, Robbie.
I expel noxious gases, but not while I'm doing you. Is it not one of you ladies that can see that I am gorgeous? It's not like I got rabies, but you seem to find me nauseous.
Let's go, Robbie. Take it away.
You said your name was Donna, well, I'd have to keep the light off. I know you really want to, and you really piss me right off. Can I get a blowjob?
That's
I
it.
Want a blowjob. Yeah. I need a blowjob out of you.
Yes, that's Robbie Williams. Those were his glory days. Where he sang, I would like a blowjob.
Like Twitter was just, as always, it's just the funniest place for all these sporting things. So someone said Robbie Williams started off with the lovely song "Let Me Illegally Detain You," as in, you know, being in Russia.
There we go. Detain you. This is actual footage from yesterday at the World Cup opening ceremony. Let me just fast forward this a little bit. Robbie Williams busting some moves. So Vladimir Putin was there. I saw him in the crowd.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was. He looked unimpressed the whole way through. But then that's Russian for "I'm thrilled."
That's also the Botox.
But I have a serious question now.
Yes.
Because we know that at every World Cup, FIFA. Or rather, the president of FIFA becomes the president of that host nation, right? They move in and they take over.
That's not in Russia.
Well, this is my question. I don't feel like Vlad lets people come in and start running his house.
No. Vlad sits there, this dude from this Infantino, whatever his name is, he's sitting next to him. This guy is behaving himself. And on the other side is like the king of Saudi Arabia, who didn't know what the fuck he was.
It was quite a sight.
It's like I've never been placed so cold.
Is this the first World Cup since Sepp Blatter got outed? Or have
it
they
is.
Done one?
Yeah, it is.
This is the first
nice one. Hello, Gord.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, let's introduce everybody. Gord Laws is here. Good morning.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Nice. What is that?
Ben Karpinski. Good morning.
Yeah, Ben.
Stalwart. Sia Sangweni. Fresh from his job at Gen Next yesterday as a speaker and panel moderator.
Suited up, I saw it.
Oh, yes.
It was a thing of great beauty.
Oh, excuse me, yeah, sometimes I do try. Thanks.
And Mabali Moloi.
Hello.
It's her last day today, Mabali Moloi, so please, if you cannot fight with Mabali today, that would be very nice.
Oh.
If you don't mind.
Damn it. That's asking for
just
a lot.
Just for the one day. Thank you. Very nice. So we got a busy day today, but lots of things.
Oh, sorry,
happening.
We didn't. Who are you?
Yeah,
oh,
sorry. Yes. I mean, we actually.
The blonde guy.
Like,
I forgot about
you're just kind
Alex
of.
Jay.
Yeah, that's you're just kind of
Alex
here.
Jay.
Alex. Oh, Jay. Alex.
Yes. Absolutely. Someone came up to me the other day and they said, "Hey, Gareth," like they knew me, and I said, "Hi, you don't know who." Sometimes I recognize people. I'm pretty good at recognizing and remembering faces.
But you do meet a lot of people over a long period of time.
This guy was saying hello, and he's being really friendly. We started talking about radio, and I thought, he's one of these, you know, like diehard radio listeners, and he wants to talk about the old days of radio. And so I kind of indulged him for a while. Turned out I actually did know him. I don't remember. But I knew him, and he was on radio once. Ooh. I had no idea who he was. I thought he was just a listener, and he was kind of excited about radio. So, you know, I wanted to talk to him. But I had no idea he'd been on the air once. So apparently, he'd worked at a station I had.
So how's Darren Scott doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually saw Darren this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I always enjoy chatting to that guy.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit, huh?
Yeah, he's been around for so long.
Yes.
He's got stories.
Yeah, he's got moss on him as well.
Yeah, he's funny. I like him.
It's moss. But wow. By the way, Mubs, we've already found a replacement for you because I was at the service station down the road today.
Okay.
And there was this interchange. I thought they'd prepared it. The guy who fills up the cars and the woman behind the till. What happened was he came in very rehearsed, if you ask me. And he went, "So, what's in the news?" So she went, "Russia win 5-0. So I looked at this. They looked at me. There was a bit of awkwardness, and I could tell they were auditioning for your news.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hey, you know
both
what?
Both of them, they're a team.
No. I am perfectly fine with that because, you know, people always want to jump onto the next thing or to improve their lives, their situation.
Sure.
Good for them.
Yeah, and if we can make it work for them, why not?
Yeah.
You know? What's everybody's plan for the weekend? Anything exciting?
PlayStation 4. I bought one and it's stealing my soul. Although I found that I'm more into downloading the stuff for it
and
shopping on the store.
I saw you all over social media yesterday talking about your... You know, this is just like an invitation to criminals to come and take it back.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to know exactly where I live and all of that. So,
well, you've got... I hate to tell you, but you've got like a geotag on your... I know exactly where you were when you sent each of those messages.
I see. Yes, well, I mean, look, if having a PlayStation 4 is the difference between me being a non-target for criminals
and
being
it.
We're only after people with PS4s. The PS4 gang are going to come. Never mind, like, the TV and the fridge and all that other crap they kind of assume I have.
Ben didn't have water and electricity.
Water.
He lives in he lives in hell.
Yeah, well.
Johannesburg is, parts of Johannesburg are hell.
So cold showering. Have you still been doing?
No, I had water's not an issue, thankfully. But yeah, so like no power, so no second half of the football, no US Open golf.
Oh,
when did this happen for you?
No Wi-Fi.
Yesterday, so yeah.
Lucky for you, you still got to see Robbie Williams. Don't complain. Life's good.
I got to see Robbie Williams. Even like my cats couldn't even fight. It was that dark.
Jesus,
candles don't work.
That's a guy with Tourette's. It's actually recorded in Ben's house this morning.
Just imagine the Almighty looking down and being like, Ben Karpinski, your mood has been too chipper and cheerful of late. I'm going to smite thee with a power outage. And not any power outage. The World Cup opening ceremony and golf power outage.
Yep, that's it. And it was a fascinating day of golf. And here I am scrolling through Twitter like, refresh, refresh.
Oh, shame. And did your power go down on your phone?
Thankfully not. My phone stays good for like 3 days, so.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Because you've moved to Android. I remember we discussed this last week.
It lasts now. Well, Ben's got about 7 phones and 3 laptops and 2 cameras and a drone. And you see what he did. The guy needs a Pantechnikon wherever he moves around.
Yeah,
I saw a video of a dude flying a drone, like a human-sized drone. Oof. And I was like, and it's like, you can operate this new thing for without a license, and it only costs $100,000. And I'm
don't
like,
believe it.
Okay, flying it over a lake at terrifying looking speeds. I'm like, you should definitely need a license.
No. It's a trap. You'll buy this. It'll be great for the first while. You'll be very careful and gingerly about it, and you'll make sure that you only fly it at a certain height, and you'll start getting a bit braver. And you've paid some, you know, it's more than 10 grand for this thing.
Yeah, 100 US for the flying human-sized vehicle drone.
And then the thing will go into a tree, as has happened to Ben.
Yeah, don't buy a drone.
Replace parts. You will fly it into a lake, and you'll have to just write it off.
And you'll be in it. You won't be like Ben's that just caused you psychological pain. You'll be physically in the drone.
Oh, no, that would be different. I think humans are much more afraid of something that is out of range of their actual body and their ability to reach out and grab it.
Do you mean they're going to be more reckless if they're in the drone than if they're flying it around?
I'm sure they will. Yeah, of course.
Because this thing
looks
like...
Let's go faster. You know, you're going to get some gung-ho, like, adventurer types.
Because you talked about how you would, like, initially not fly it too high. This dude wasn't terribly high. It's like a story off the ground. But if you're going forward at that speed and you're flying, you're essentially doing the same thing as a car.
No, you are.
It's not. This is scary.
This is the future I've been hoping for. Yeah, where we have traffic.
They're all autonomous, so you don't have to. You're not physically flying.
No, this one wasn't.
You're sitting in it.
Someone else will fly it, is what Ben's saying.
Yeah, but that's why it's the Casey Neistat video. That's why he's over a lake.
Yes,
because you can just go baby steps. When it comes to actually flying, you will not be flying.
All right, so
there'll be laws in place that you will not be George Jetsoning.
That's a real pity. That'd be awesome. Like George Jetsoning. That would be so nice. Ben, whatever happened to that golfer whose wife was beating him up?
Yeah,
she's still around.
They settled things,
that?
I guess.
She was angry with him because he wasn't winning, and she beat him.
Who beat him?
I very much actually interviewed
him
the very next week. I mean, he's getting on with his life.
Shame.
Look, she's probably still a mouthy Chardonnay whore on the side, but I mean...
Chardonnay whore?
Well, she's a disgruntled housewife of a sports star.
That's a new term.
Have you not heard that term before?
Chardonnay whore.
No, I've also never heard that.
Yeah, it's a universal term.
No, it's not.
It's so mainstream, it's not even scandalous.
Mouthy Chardonnay.
The woke people all say it.
Yeah. The what?
The woke people, they're all saying it. Mouthy Chardonnay
whore. Pretty sure the woke...
She was like,
the woke crowd are not saying
in
that.
In large parts of the world.
I heard Feryal Haffajee just yesterday saying, you know, if Ranjeni wasn't such a woke, such a mouthy Chardonnay whore, then we would have much better writing.
Guys, in many parts of the world, you can stand in front of a judge and say, look, judge, she became a mouthy Chardonnay whore. And the judge will be like, fair reason, I accept
dismiss the case.
Oh.
This divorce is
not look, you know you're not winning if your wife is beating you and you're a golfer. Meaning to bust that out.
I tell you what, if there was ever a day to beat a golfer, it was yesterday, but I'll get to that in the sport.
Okay.
A lot of them, I think, went home and got a bit of a Chardonnay bottle in the neck.
I don't blame them. I get it.
You get what?
Get what exactly?
I get why these Chardonnay whores, as Ben would put it, beat their husbands. Like, yo, I need to keep up with this.
Now I'm totally... starting to go into the meme world where when someone says something cool, it's no good to say, oh, that's great or nice or cool or
welcome.
Now I start saying such wow.
So excited.
Such wow.
You see.
That is like 2016's favorite meme.
But it is still my favorite. That dog, right? The dog.
Yes, doge. And also Bork Bork I Am Papa. Have you followed Bork Bork I Am Papa?
Oh, no.
Bork Bork's exploded into something bigger?
Yeah, it's a full language of its own now. The Papas and Doggos are...
What?
I mean, this is not new. There's people rolling their eyes listening to this going, oh God, dude, Bork Bork I Am Papa has been a thing for like a year or two.
No, but now. I mean, none of us here know about it. So.
Bork Bork I Am Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. All right.
It's just a good time. It's happy feels. And the Papas and the Doggos are introducing themselves to the other animals of the world.
I feel so out of the loop.
I know.
Because I can't marry Katy Perry anymore because I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't even know if he's speaking English.
Yeah. I am a lot confused.
So confused.
So much confused. So much I'm confused.
So bewildered.
All right, let's move on. We've got things to do, people to see, places to go, lots of news to cover, lots of ground to cover. I didn't get to hearing what Sia and Mabali's weekend is like, so let's just finish that line of thought. Sia, anything exciting for you?
You've
been very chilled the last few weekends. Sia has not crawled in here with that sort of bleak look in his eyes and the pain of a liver well used, and worst of all, I can see he hasn't moisturized.
He hasn't in some time.
Get out.
Actually, this morning as I was getting dressed, I thought, wow, I'm really, you know, Cinderella without the without the carriage today.
Yes, it's a totally
yesterday
normal
is spectacular. Today, I'm back to sweeping the chimney.
Jesus, what a life. I'd love to get inside your head.
I also want to be inside your head all the time.
Now that you guys mention it, I haven't received any 2 a.m. phone calls from Sia telling me that Hell's Kitchen in Melville is closing, and do I have any other suggestions for where we should go next?
That happened?
More than once. I think 3 times. Definitely twice. I stand to be corrected on 3. But also, only one of the 3 was on an actual weekend.
Tuesday. You can imagine how this goes. Good, it's late, I know. Oh, I'm so drunk, this is fabulous. Anyway, case in point, Hell's Kitchen's are not open right now, so where do you go?
Case in point,
where do you go?
You had to throw that in, right? All right, Mubs, any plans?
I'm classier these days, thank you very much.
Yes, you're back to Cinderella at the ball guard now, not the one sweeping the chimney.
You better watch out for midnight, my friend.
Oh, God, I'm going to miss you. I am still catching up on birthday activities because I had quite a bit of a late night on the actual birthday.
Oh.
So plans from that night have subsequently moved on to the weekend. So very excited.
Such excite.
So much excite.
So wow.
So wow, such excite.
All right, very good. We're all ready to go.
And you, GC, what are you doing this weekend?
I am going to see the Solo movie tonight. Which
have you seen Deadpool yet?
Dude.
No,
and also, dude.
Maybe I should see Deadpool on Saturday night.
See
Solo. Maybe I should go there with
the sleeping bag.
Oh. But what we are doing is it's Father's Day on Sunday.
Oh, jeez.
This is a warning.
Don't forget.
No. So my brother and my sister and I are taking my dad shooting. We're taking him clay pigeon shooting, which he loves. And my sister's going to come. First time she'll handle a gun. She's very excited. Such wow.
Mm.
And
Your face, people can't see the way your face lit up when you got another opportunity to drop such excitement. Yeah. So, pleased, he was pleased. There's no other way he could describe it.
So we're going to do that with my dad early and cold Sunday morning. I can just feel, I already know I'm going to hate the idea when Sunday rolls around.
You're going to throw a real pigeon in front of your sister.
You want
she
see,
will love that.
Yeah. She is
pre-wounded for extra ease of shooting.
Yep.
She is such an animal rights activist. If she even knew that there were any live animals in the area who might be offended by the sound of the gun going off, she wouldn't come.
I think she would turn the gun on one of you.
Oh, for sure.
That's how upset she would get.
No. We've got to be very careful. So we've made sure that anybody who's actually thinking of killing an actual animal is removed from the area. So we won't have to deal with her, because that would be a disaster. And we'll see. So that's the Father's Day plan, and then we'll probably take him for lunch and see what happens there.
Solo was so rad.
Why, what happened?
Solo was just so good, and I'm so like, there was, I read an article yesterday on like why it's underperformed at the box office, and there's a couple of theories, like coming out in such close proximity to Avengers and Deadpool.
Yeah, it's the same crew, right?
Being released so shortly after the most recent Star Wars movie, and also the fact that there's been this like deliberate fan backlash against the last movie. There were so many people didn't like it that they said they would boycott the next ones, and they think that that's also had an impact. The core fans that you expect to go watch it no matter what it is, although I really liked the last one, but it's a pity because
God, these fans, just make your own, you know, if you're so clever and you could do it better, go make your own.
Everybody will end up most likely still seeing it, they just won't go see it in cinema, and it is such a good movie. It's like, for me, it's the best of all the new Star Wars movies.
Oh really?
Best one I've seen since the original three. Like, it is really, really good. I've liked them all, but this one's the best.
Now I'm such excited.
So wow.
Yeah.
All right, we better get to the.
You love it. I love it. Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves such excite so well. All right, let's go. It's time for the last time, Mabali Moloi, to give us the five things you need to know, and we've got a whole brass band here to do the news song this morning. So take it away, guys. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. I thank you.
The Ravonia Brass Band.
Oh,
copper
yes.
band, but who's...
No one's really paying attention, so they've used copper instead of brass, but don't tell anyone.
Do you remember how earlier this week I was telling you about how Eskom had said, yes, we've got a whole bunch of disgruntled people working here who are planning on striking, but don't worry, it won't affect you.
Uh-huh.
There will be no load shedding. And then what happened yesterday?
Well, Ben will tell you.
Yeah, we got shit-holed into dark ages.
Oh, my
Just because
goodness.
People who are overpaid want to be even more overpaid.
Yep.
Yes. So
because we have rules in this country about how you can't fire people who are useless and shit.
And with no conventional electronic entertainment, all there is to do is shed a load.
Okay.
Moving on.
So parts of the city were affected as they were plummeted into stage two load shedding, which... the parastatal said they managed to restore at around 8 p.m. last night. But let me remind you that... Oh, okay, Ben. Do you wanna challenge that? Because
yeah, they did.
I'm just going on what they said.
They did, and they went off 30 seconds later.
Oh, dickbags. No.
Yeah, see, that's a good cheat, though. Like, we promised to have this will only be a 15-minute outage. It's like,
well, they assumed, you know what they did? They thought everyone was asleep.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't specify which time zone it would be 8 p.m. in.
Yeah, probably. Douchebags.
So I'll remind you that NUMSA and NUM, on behalf of the workers at Eskom, are demanding a 15% wage increase.
Imagine that!
Then the other day, Minister Pravin Gordhan said, listen guys, we cannot go back to the negotiation table with your 0% Eskom, because that's what Eskom were offering. And the CCMA now have to deal with the matter because it was referred to them.
Fire people. Why? Apparently they hired 20,000 people they did not need under the last management. So first of all, fire all of them. Second of all, bring management that hired those people back and send them to jail. And third of all, recoup every cent that those people were paid. Every single cent. Take it all back. Every last little bit, and then say to everybody else who's still at Eskom, those of you who remain, we've decided to keep you lucky to have your jobs. 0% increase this year. Now, fuck off.
Oh, no, that is not how they feel. The CEO of Eskom says, listen, it's necessary to cut costs.
Yeah.
The workers are arguing that they are being made to pay for years of mismanagement, which was never their fault.
Yeah, but they were hired by those mismanagers. So they owe their...
Look, they may have some point there.
Well, look...
Like, they may have a point
they
there.
They said the mismanagement and the corruption that had nothing to do with them, and now the threat by the CEO to, you know, have some of them lose their jobs because they're now trying to cut costs to fix past issues of mismanagement and corruption. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to wish you well on your last show. He's on the line.
But what?
Hello, Mabali. How are you?
Oh, hello.
It's very nice to speak to you. I know this is your last day.
Yes.
Yeah, we're very excited here in the Schwarzenegger house. I'll me and my son Patrick wrestling nude in honor of you.
Thank you.
Don't you want to come over and see with your own eyes? I must we send you a video?
I have to finish this five things, so it's a bit of a bad time for me.
Oh, fuck the five things. I've got one thing for you.
No. No.
Should I cut him off?
Yeah, please.
Wow. Sorry, you got excited.
And then
he does love naked you. For he you. Does love you.
You know what? Any other day, I would have entertained him, but I've just got to finish this. Huh. So the Independent Music Performance Rights Association, who we can also call IMPRA,
sorry, I think I forgot to cut him off.
He's still going.
He's still having fun. All right, sorry. Who, the music rights people?
Yes, the independent Why are you laughing?
Because who cares?
No.
Don't these guys know about Pirate Bay?
No. Hang on. This is actually quite a historic moment for them. IMPRA, they are going to be paying royalties to South African songwriters, performing artists, and producers for the first time in the history of South African music.
Wow.
They say that they have received 75% of a 22 million rand budget from the SABC, which has allowed them to reach this historic milestone, according to them.
What were they doing before that?
Well, you see, the problem here, apparently, is that they were paying music producers, assuming that the producers are then passing on the money that is owed to the songwriters and then the artists themselves. But apparently, none of this was happening.
Surprising.
Well,
people are so honest in South Africa.
Look, I'm going to pay you and just pay all the homies. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Wink.
Yeah. So this is why they then decided to come together to register as IMPRA, who are a non-profit organization with the sole purpose to represent performers and the producers who were not receiving their fair share. And for the longest time in this country, artists have died as paupers precisely because of this. And now they're saying, hey, look at us. We're going to be able to give you some rights. Look, it won't be hectic amounts of money, obviously. It's not in the region of what happens in, you know, other parts of the world. But, you know, a little victory for them, I suppose.
But you said something like they recouped 75% of some amount of millions. Why only 75%? Like,
oh, well, listen, I don't know the details of the fine print around that agreement.
What was the exact thing?
What do you mean?
Like they said, SABC paid over 75% of 22 million.
Yeah, it's a 22 million rand budget from the broadcaster, and they're getting 75% of it. So, yeah.
Just interested to know what the story is with that other 25%.
Sounds like another crooked situation. But okay, at least the artists are getting some money.
Congratulations, guys. We've decided to give you 75% of your salary. Yay!
It is sad that
it is...
been
waiting 25 years for this.
We're sorry we're late.
This will keep those musicians out of the shack.
No, but isn't it sad that this has been considered a historic moment? Wow. Because it's the first time ever in this country.
75% of justice was done.
It's terrible.
Way late.
And then you remember the story about that bill for 37,000 rand? It involves a group of slay queens and a guy who decided that he was going to ditch the bill. So there's been some speculation around who settled the bill. And there is a guy who used to be the former President Jacob Zuma's personal assistant at Luthuli House. His name is Siyabulela Sintra. His name got wrapped up into that story because he has now come out to deny claims that he is the one who settled the bill.
Well, surely we can just check the credit card receipt.
We could, but...
they didn't pay 37,000 rand in cash, did they?
You never bloody know, dude.
Oh, that's probably a good point.
It was at... Where did this go down?
Oh,
was
I'm
it
sorry
a,
about this. I'm sorry 0, about this, 1,
2.
On the line, Bill Cosby would like to wish you well on your last show.
No.
Yes, all your fans. These are a lot of people who've
been
listening.
Ben just rolled his eyes so hard it hit me in the cheek.
Oh.
Hello, Mabali. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
I am fantastic. I've been keeping the low profile.
You know, Bill...
Have you noticed?
Well, yes. You know, with your... eyesight diminishing and all of that.
Are we going to celebrate your birthday and your last day tonight for some drinks?
I'm going to celebrate the wee thing I'm not sure about.
Oh, let me tag along. I'm lots of fun. I'll bring Camille if you don't believe I'm good on my own.
You know, Bill, I just don't feel like you could...
We'll leave her in the car. Oh. I made you a special cocktail.
No, I don't do sugary drinks. Sorry, I'm more like a whiskey girl.
Just
so.
Just one sip. One little sip. You don't mind the white powder at the bottom.
Come on,
have a sip. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Bill.
Woo!
Thank you so much. Then, over in Cape Town, they were dealing with storm conditions yesterday.
Yes.
And apparently those are set to continue over the next few days. They're dealing with the kind of gale force winds in the region of, what, like 70 kilometers per hour?
Yeah, it was bad. I saw them, they were issuing warnings. You know, nothing gets a Cape Townian more afraid than a weather update. And they were saying very high winds, very dangerous storms.
It was particularly bad as about 500 homes in the city's informal settlement areas were completely ruined. I mean, again, this happens all the time.
Yeah, and between the fires in summer and the winds in winter, it's really not cool to be to be like, you know, have to be short of money in the general Cape.
Yeah.
Mubs, there's a secret admirer on the line. Would you like to talk to him?
I'd really just like to get through these things.
We've got to go to the... Your listeners come first, and it is your last day, and the news can wait.
All right.
All right, do you want to go and say hello and see who it is?
Good morning.
Werden wir nicht.
Oh, it's Adolf Hitler.
Aber wir werden auch,
you really have pulled in the good ones this morning. Yes, all right. Yes, thank you, Adolf. All right, thank you. Anything else you want to say? Because we've got to get back to the news. I think he's... Yeah, I know. We'll miss her too. But she's still going to pop by and visit us from time to time. But there we are. All right? Thank you very much. Adolf Hitler, everyone. All right. Doesn't know when to stop. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
There we go. Back to the news.
Yeah. And then lastly, three people were killed at a mosque in Malmesbury in the early hours of yesterday morning.
Horrible story. Some nutcase apparently ran up with like a knife.
Yes. Police were called out to the local mosque where they found the people stabbed to death. Several others were injured. The police then, you know, obviously chased after this guy. And he ignored their calls to, you know, to stand down, instead rather choosing to attack them, which then resulted in the police shooting and killing him as well. So the Muslim Judicial Council very quickly then coming out to say that, you know, they're shocked about the incident, but just urging the Muslim community to refrain from jumping to any conclusions because investigations are still underway to get clarity on this matter and why this attack happened.
Hmm.
Yeah. And those are the five things you need to
know. Well, a couple of messages coming in from people. If the ESCOM employees don't provide value, then they can't have raises, and neither should they have jobs. It's that simple. You are not entitled to a job just because some idiot manager hired you when he shouldn't have. Very good point. Mubs, you are the glue that binds all the mad people together. You will be missed. Who will Arnold phone now?
See ya.
Good point.
He'll stop listening. That's what's going to happen. We can only hope, right, Sia? It is the weekend, baby. Good morning, team. Have an excellent day. Miss you all. Cat. There we go. Some cat. And good morning, team. I really can't believe it's Mabale's last day. We wish you all the best. Gareth and Mabale, tell us how you guys really feel. Well, that would be possible if we both had feelings. But you know what? You've come to the wrong place.
Well, I haven't felt Mabali, but Gareth is kind of
you
smoother
haven't
than
felt Mabali?
Yes, Gareth's smoother than you'd expect. His hair is hard. It's naturally that way.
Oh.
But yes,
as
I don't,
you described
I don't know
it
how
last
they both
week,
feel.
It's Lego hair.
Yes, it's perfect always.
I looked at my hair this morning when I was waking up and I thought, I've got to get that Lego hair look for Gord, otherwise it's going to be an upset.
It's just one solid object that I think Gareth's actually bald, and it's a kind of helmet of perfect hair that he puts
goes onto that button on the top.
Yes, it clicks into the button.
Right. Okay, well, you know what? Enough of the nonsense.
Yeah, please.
Oh, really?
Can we actually get into some World Cup news? Come on.
World Cup news? Of course, it's the World Cup.
Yeah.
Do they have a World Cup theme for this year, Ben? I haven't heard it.
The Waka Waka equivalent.
Yeah.
No, guys, 2010 was the best World Cup. Yeah. We had a dung beetle as the opening ceremony.
That's right.
We had Shakira, Herschel Gibbs, and Jade Lowe.
They got bloody Robbie Williams.
Everything was better.
Oh, we also got Madiba.
Yeah, we did have Madiba at that point.
They literally wheeled him out.
Yeah.
On ice.
Yeah, I still don't understand why a Colombian woman did the Africa song. I was always like, why is no one pointing out that this is weird? But it still remains an earbug to this day, earworm to this day.
Also, let's not forget Zakumi.
There was Zakumi.
Zakumi.
Yes, and the Asian manga style mascot. Like, we're going to draw an Asian superhero style mascot. We're going to get Colombia's biggest star to go, this is Africa.
Great. Yeah.
World Cup. We'll be serving burritos as the official food.
Yeah. And American piss beer.
Yes.
Yes.
Budweiser.
Just to talk about Africa. Guys, these were the good old days.
We need one of Gareth's Bill Cosby's doing like in Kosi Africa.
All right. Ethereum is trading at $511
in the toilet.
57 exactly. Bitcoin $6,587.72, and that is all I'm talking about with regard to cryptocurrency, because we are all excited about what Ben will tell us as the World Cup kicks off.
Yes, Vladimir Putin's soccer tournament got off to a lovely start. The refs are starting to say they are more lenient about the All Blacks because the pressure involved. The US Open makes men into boys, and the box change a couple for the big clash against England tomorrow. Now, look, I know Saudi Arabia are quite familiar with public floggings, but 5-0. 5-0 they got smashed last night. And Russia are a cuck team. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Russia's got an aging defense. One of their star playmakers pulled up with a hamstring injury after 23 minutes, and still they dick the Saudis Golovin. 5-0.
Yes, a player called Golovin. Very good score.
5-0. Yes. So obviously, Twitter was really funny about this. One of the big things was that someone tweeted, it looks like Saudi Arabia will be heading home after this, which I thought was really, really funny. And then someone did ask the question, who did Saudi Arabia beat in the qualifying to get here?
Yeah.
With the answer being their wives.
Oh, that's technically not allowed to be funny, but it is.
Yeah, but it's Saudi Arabia. They lost 5-0, so they are going to have a tough time of things. With I don't think the Sheikh's going to watch any more of these matches. He was sitting next to Gianni Infantino yesterday and Vlad. When that first goal went in, there was polite handshakes. After that, screw it.
Well, Vlad really didn't get excited at all, which for a Russian means he's having a time, of his life.
See, other athletes, if they perform badly at home, there's a mouthy Chardonnay whore that'll beat them. In this case, it's the other way around, and that's the tragedy.
Yeah, it is a bit of a tragedy. Many people were saying that it was a dreadful opening game to have probably the two worst teams in the tournament going head-to-head, but at least it was a five-goal fest. People just try to make the most of it. But yeah, Saudis are particularly poor at this game. But still, at least they're there. Bafana, Italy, Netherlands, a lot of other countries aren't even there, so you've got to give them the credit because that's the structure this whole FIFA thing works in. Today, though, I think they had
Vladimir Putin's mum next to him, very old looking lady in a judge's outfit.
No, that's not the mum, that's his spare parts.
Oh,
Vlad is so rich, he keeps spare parts next to him. Hey, he's got about 6 or 7 of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. All right.
So today, Group A at 1:45, right? So the games are going to shake around a bit time-wise. So Group A's match, Egypt versus Uruguay, and Mo Salah is back. His shoulder's a little bit sore, but he's ready to play. So that's a huge draw card for the World Cup because obviously Egypt, well, they've got Mo Salah. After that, they've got people who know Mo Salah. That's the team. So that'll be around 1:45 today. You can watch that match. And then Group B, Morocco versus Iran. Probably give that one a skip, but that'll be at 5 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock tonight, Portugal versus Spain. Wow, what a match that is. That's the big one for round one of games, really.
That really is big because the Spanish don't really like the Portuguese, even though their languages are sort of similar. They're very different in many ways. But, you know, they both inhabit the Iberian Peninsula, but there's a lot of rivalry there. Huge rivalry.
Well, you can speak Portuguese by speaking Spanish with a Prego roll in your mouth.
That's
very
that's
similar dialects.
True,
What time is that game again?
That'll be 8 o'clock South African time tonight, Gord. So you can watch that one. Or Escob might have other ideas. These dickbags will probably sling something on us. So just do what you can. Do what you can here in the shithole. So that'll be 8 o'clock. And Portugal, of course, are the European champions. Spain, they've just lost their manager. But then a hero came along, and he's going to save everyone. So yeah, that's your big Friday World Cupness. Of course, if you want to get involved in the World Cup, just go onto Twitter, hashtag World Cup. So many people, so many different kind of angles to it. It really is just the biggest event in the world. So even if you don't give a toss about football, which is most of the people in this studio, all of them, we'll just carry on. It's really, really great.
Was that someone's phone or a fart?
That was someone's phone.
Someone's phone.
Yeah. Someone sent a Sierra poo emoji. Made a different vibrate noise. Afghanistan. Yeah, they got their test cricket career off yesterday to a pretty rocky start. They're playing a one-off test because India don't really respect them as human beings. So they'll just have a one-off test. Virat Kohli's even just playing county cricket. He could give less of a toss about these people.
Yes.
And yeah, they're up against it. India won the toss and elected to score many, many runs. And 168 was the first wicket partnership between Darwin and Vijay. Although the Afghanistan team, they did sort of come back nicely towards the end of the day, but 391 for 7 is where the Indians currently are. And they're playing that in Bengaluru. So you can watch that over the weekend. Of course, there's also England versus Australia in an ODI series, which is neither here nor there. But the big thing for the weekend, if you don't like football, if you don't like rugby, is the US Open golf. And treacherous conditions, as predicted yesterday. I said it was going to be windy. I said the scores are going to be high. Well, one guy from England, a guy called Gregory, he shot 90. 92.
Oh. 20 Gregory, that's his name?
Well, his last name, yeah.
Like a Brazilian footballer. Yeah, it's Gregory.
Yeah. So 22 over par after one round. Someone offered him on Twitter, said, would you like a pint? And then he responded by saying, no, but could you please hit all my drives for me tomorrow because they'd probably do a better job than I would. So he's still got a sense of humor. Rory McIlroy, no sense of humor with this one. He's 10 over after the first round. He spent the last 18 of the last 19 days practicing and tuning up for the big event at Shinnecock Hills, and he shot 10 over.
Oh.
80, and then the press were all gathered, and he basically gave them all a skip and just went off like a petulant child. Many people are saying that's just not on. Yeah, maybe you got a responsibility, maybe you don't. Maybe the guy just had a shit day and he wants to go home and crack one off. Who knows? Graham McDowell, also past US Open champ, plus 9. John Rahm, Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, all plus 8. Oh, it's not looking so good for these guys. But on the other side of the coin, Justin Rose, who I told you is going to win this event, well, he's plus 1. So he's need 2 back. And in part, so 4 people are currently in the lead at minus 1. Scott Piercy, Ian Poulter, Russell Henley, Dustin Johnson. And then Jason Duffin is at level par. It's going to be exciting through the whole week. The course is firming up nicely with all the wind yesterday. And it's just so difficult because they've got these massive runoff areas. So you can miss the green by a few like centimeters and just roll 40 yards away. That's what happened to Tiger in the first hole yesterday. He made triple bogey. So Tiger might be back on his yacht later today, and he might be out of there, or he might have a heroic second round and still be in it. Into rugby, the Boks have tweaked the team just a little bit in the forward pack. Peter Setsutoi comes onto the side of the scrum, replacing Jean-Luc Dupré, who drops to the bench. Now, that is obviously for greater line-out options. And with that, Frans Malherbe comes into the tight end position. Of course, Trevin Nkane is out of the entire series with a rib injury, unfortunately. And yeah, Will Kolo drops out completely. So it's still a bloody good side. Backline's still intact. The bench is quite interesting there because there's no fly half cover on the bench. Jesse Creel comes in for Elton Janchis. So if anything happens to Andre Pollard, Vili Leroux will no doubt slip into the fly half position. Outside of that, well, it's very, very risky. England, they've made a couple of changes too. Joe Launchbury is back. His calf is okay. And then Brad Shields comes in to try counter the box extra line options with Rob Shaw. They're missing out, getting dropped on his ass. That'll be tomorrow at 5:05 in Bloemfontein. It's no doubt going to be very, very cold, but it's amazing what 7 brandy and cokes in the brewery roll can do for you. So if you are watching live, take that advice and run with it. In other final news, Sporting Lisbon. I told you the story a few weeks back that their fans basically attacked them. They were at the training ground.
Yes, this is pretty horrible.
A bunch of 50 thugs ran in there and started beating the crap out of their players. Well, 7 of the Sporting Lisbon players have just decided to terminate their own contracts. They don't want to be there. It's a terrible environment. It's just not a safe place to be. It's also just not fun. Like, you're a sports star. You've got a finite amount of opportunities to make money. It's a small little window. You don't want to be at a place where your fans are beating the crap out of you and your team is just run by an absolute gangster. So 7 of them have just gone out and they said, look, we want to terminate our contracts. So obviously they go through a big legal procedure for this because there needs to be a reason for that. But of course, the Dutch forward who took a nasty gash to the head will basically just point to his forehead and hopefully the judge will then just grant him amnesty from there. That is it for your sport for the weekend. I hope you have a lovely sporting weekend. There's obviously a lot more rugby than just the Boks versus England. There is New Zealand versus France. Hopefully the refs will not be so lenient on New Zealand there. It's actually come out that some refs are saying when you are refereeing New Zealand, there is so much pressure on you making calls that many refs just give them the benefit of the doubt. So take that, New Zealanders.
That's a good one.
Yeah. 9:35 versus there, France. Sorry. And then Australia will be taking on Ireland at 12 o'clock. And then if you really like rugby a lot, 9:40 South African time, Argentina versus Wales.
All right, Sia, it's time for Said by Sia.
Well, from the World Cup news to some buzz around the Olympics, because Tokyo is making some great advancements in trying to be a more eco-friendly city.
Good.
So in preparation for the 2020 Olympics...
They've got China on their doorstep, who are exactly the opposite.
Well, exactly.
Coughing onto Japan.
That's right.
Mask law. But right. In preparation for the 2020 Olympics and the Paralympics, Tokyo is installing a series of solar roads to boost their reputation as a progressive, eco-friendly city. Oh, that's someone in China. Yeah, they need to sort that out. The roads will generate energy through a series of solar panels that are installed underneath the surface of the streets. Now, the world's first solar paneled road was constructed in Normandy, of all places, in France, back in December of 2016. But the project was criticized for its high cost of construction. Meanwhile, Tokyo is saying that they are aware of this, but they're hoping that the offset of the costs of the initiative, they will offset the cost of the initiatives by building the roads on government-owned facilities such as car parks, where the amount of electricity generated by installing the system would basically justify the cost.
Okay.
So they also went on to say that the city hopes...
I hope Eskom are listening. This is going to be you out of a job soon, you pricks.
Well, take notes. They also went on to say that they hope that by installing the solar panels before the Olympic Games, that they'll be able to popularize the technology, which will then encourage solar road development around the world and bring down the cost of solar roads. So, hey, solar panel roads could be our future, folks. Japan's first solar road was already installed outside. They used the example of a 7-Eleven store, of all places, back in May. And the road annually generates more than 16,000 kilowatt hours of electricity, which supplies roughly 9% of the 7-Eleven store's energy consumption. So, this could be the bright future. Huh, excuse the pun there. And that's your set by Sia for this morning.
Yeah, all right, thank you very much, Sia. Very excited about the World Cup. Argentina's first game on Saturday, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah, Iceland.
Gotta make sure that I get ready for that. Iceland. Iceland's the country that took all those fans. They cleared out like a quarter of the country went to watch them playing in the Euros,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, when about 10,000 people go, that is quarter of the country.
Yeah.
It is the country with the smallest population to ever play in a World Cup.
That's amazing.
324,000 people live in Iceland, yeah.
How do you know that off the top of your head, but okay.
Okay.
That's what I do. That's who I am.
Got a couple of things to get to this morning, including the news and some other excitement. But before we do any of that, Gord, any requests for a song for this morning?
Yes.
I think Gin and Juice by the mighty Snoop Dogg is probably a Friday / Mubs Day.
I do like that. Yeah.
Winning tune. Thank you for
Plus,
asking.
I still have to see that documentary of Dr. Dre's. It just sounds like it's so cool.
Oh, wow. Dr. Dre and
Eminem.
The something
no,
ones.
The defiant,
defiant ones.
Ones.
There
yeah,
we
there's
go.
That like 10-minute little Gotta thing where that. Eminem and Dre talk about signing Eminem and Dre financing it himself when the record label wouldn't because Eminem was white, and then M coming in studio and being played a beat and just starting to rap and doing My Name Is in basically one go, and Dre being like, this is my new man husband forever.
Oh.
Not a great opening sound in retrospect.
No. Sounds like a P. There we go. Let's get going this morning.
This is CliffCentral.com.